All right, today we have Mike Rhodes. He's one of our guys, Woof Boom Radio's Integrated Digital Media Manager, okay? He's going to help explain some exciting news that we've been just waiting to share with our listeners about a new place of business. Okay, Mike, tell everybody about this now.
That's right. You know, we at Woof Boom Radio are so excited to announce a new, very positive business and media initiative that we're launching this morning. This project has been in the works for about a year. It's called Muncie Journal, The Business of Delaware County. The project consists of two media components, a Delaware County business-oriented website called MuncieJournal.com, and a broadcast component that will feature 500 radio announcements a month running on four of our Woof Boom radio stations, WLBC, WXFN, WERK, and WMXQ, over the next 24 months.
All right. So explain to our listeners, what is the purpose of the Muncie Journal project, okay?
Well, our mission is to provide people within our community, uh-huh, as well as those on the outside of our community, sort of looking in,
right,
with a free, non-subscription-based, positive business story outlet about Delaware County.
This is great.
Stories that might get overlooked.
Right.
The
right.
Muncie Journal project will strive to include the good things that are happening with businesses and nonprofits within Delaware County.
Mm-hmm.
We'll provide curated business stories on many topics, but we will primarily focus on three areas.
Right.
Education,
mm-hmm,
economic development,
right,
and quality of life.
Okay.
We're going to try to change the conversation about Delaware County and share stories that are constructive to the growth of Delaware County.
That sounds great. I understand there are some founding members in the project. Can you tell us who they are, Mike?
Yes, very grateful, okay, for the participation and encouragement of our founding partners for the launch of the Muncie Journal project.
Mm-hmm.
Our founders are First Merchants Bank, IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital, Mutual Bank, Ontario Systems, the Muncie Auto Group, and the George and Francis Ball Foundation in collaboration with the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce and the Muncie Delaware County Economic Development Alliance.
All right, great stuff. So the digital website, MuncieJournal.com, launched just this morning. What kind of stories are our listeners seeing there right now?
Well, our featured story this morning is an interview, yeah, with Chris Connolly, principal at Delta High School.
Good guy.
Who gives an overview of the University of Delta High School.
Uh-huh.
That's a partnership between Delta High School, Ball State, and Ivy Tech that allows Delta High School students to receive high school and college credit for some of the studies while students are still in high school.
That's awesome, isn't it?
This past year, 81% of Delta graduates had some sort of college credit when they walked across the stage at Emmons for graduation.
Real great.
You'll also see a story about a brand new 200,000 square foot shell building on Fusion Road here in the south side of Muncie that,
yep,
is now ready for occupancy.
Saw that. Yep.
That is a tremendous facility for Delaware County, and we really need to help find a business willing to locate here and do business in that facility.
Agreed.
You'll see a story about the Muncie Public Library, who has really embraced digital technology in some exciting ways.
Uh-huh.
You'll learn the library has a real 3D printer you can use,
really,
just with your library card.
I didn't know that.
You can get a free internet access pod to install in your home if you currently don't have internet with your library card.
Okay.
You can check out a digital tablet to take home, all by simply having a library card.
Wow.
You'll see a story about how Ontario Systems was named one of the best places to work in the state of Indiana by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce.
Great.
You can also read about some of our local students who've recently received scholarships for academic excellence in sports, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, the stories are going to be positive because the business of Delaware County is positive. And Woof Boom Radio and our founding partners feel it is important to freely share these stories with people in and outside of our community.
Okay, Mike, we have to get them to know the website. Where do they go for more information? Where do they do that?
Well, right now, we'd like to ask people to just go view the site.
Sure.
MuncieJournal.com.
Uh-huh.
You can view any of the stories on your desktop or your tablet or your smartphone device. And if you have any comments or inquiries, just email us at this address.
Okay.
MuncieJournal@woofboom.com.
Great.
Finally, you'll be hearing about this project on the radio 500 times a month for the next 24 months, so stay tuned.